Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Pat's Truck Adventure, Dan Ryan, and tolls. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Now you can lose weight the easy way. Without pills, without exercise, without counting fat, carbs, or calories. And best of all, you can eat anything you want, as long as it's not food. That's right. Those pounds will just disappear on the no-food diet. How easy is it? Well, if you like water, you'll love the no-food diet. Because you can have, now get this, as much water as you want.
Wow.
What? Too hard to believe, you say?
Yes.
Listen.
I lost 75 pounds in 2 months on the no-food diet. I could have as much water as I wanted, and I gotta tell you, I drank a lot of it. I had no hunger pains at all. I was a size 7, and now I'm a size 1. Look at me. No, over here. Look at me. That's a broom.
Will you save money on the no-food diet? Let me ask that question this way. How much are your grocery bills every month?
About $375.
Then what if I told you you'll save at least $100 a month then?
$100? Well, what's the $275 for then?
Your water bill.
How do I get started?
Well, that's easy. First, go to your refrigerator and food pantry and throw everything out.
Sounds easy.
It is.
Then what do I do?
That's easy, too. Don't eat anything.
What if I get hungry?
Good question. Lots of people ask that, especially about the fifth day. But I bet you already know the answer.
I can have a light snack, right? Like some other diets tell you to do?
That's right. You can have a whole bowl full of snacks.
Right.
In fact, you can have as many bowls full of ice as you want.
Wow. Ice cubes?
Yeah.
Won't I have to pee a lot, though?
Of course. You'll be in the bathroom so damned much you won't have time to even think about food.
Great. Okay.
The new no-food diet plan. Just call 1-800-STARVE. That's 1-800-STARVE. Operators are barely standing.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hi, Chick. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Chick.
Christy.
Hi, Chick.
Ace. Chick. Willie.
Hey, Chick.
You're painting a beautiful picture. Go, baby. Go, Daddy. Keep talking, man.
As you know, we were discussing it yesterday. Mr. Godwin had quite the adventure moving his entire
what a dumb
life
idea that was.
From a storage. How many storage sheds did you have?
One big one.
One big one, okay.
Yeah, that was a big truck. Saw the picture.
I would never do that again.
You can see it on Pat's Instagram. That's a
26-footer with my car in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, you were towing a car
in a snowstorm. A lot of fun.
By yourself?
No, I had my ex-wife's boyfriend with me.
If this isn't a movie.
Okay.
Oh, it's a movie.
You had to take a real man with you?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, I think right there we've got the slug line.
Did he
had to take a real man with him.
Did he convince you that was a great shirt? Is that what he did?
He told you, Pat.
He loves everything I do.
Wait, Pat, can I ask something? Did all the trouble on the road happen after? In your Instagram post, it was very poetic. You used alliteration, hyperbole.
Sure.
Was
before
everything bad happened? Did you post that before or after?
It was before I almost took the gas station out when I turned.
Ah, man.
Because at first the road trip looked so poetic for you.
It was sort of fun for a while, but then the truck kind of jumped up and down, and if you were telling the story, you sounded like Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, yeah, the air ride?
Yeah, yeah.
So you drive your car to
Lima, Ohio. I pick up my ex's boyfriend, Nate, and then we go the 10 hours to...
So you and Nate chum up, do you?
A year ago, I had a fist fight with him. Now we're best buddies.
That's interesting.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah. It is.
It's life, you know?
Yeah, it is. It sure is.
I'm really glad he helped.
What kind of boundaries do you have?
You know, that's a great question. We kept it light. He asked me questions about me, and I politely, you know, gave him my stories.
I'm sure there are certain topics that you probably have to stay away from.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I enjoy that.
I
wouldn't have.
She started shaving yet?
Oh, boy.
That sort of thing.
I would hesitate to give any more examples.
Right.
I was just curious if the boundaries had been stated or...
No, they were just there. Okay. Yeah.
Did he drive?
No, I drove the whole way.
Why?
There and back. That's just the guy I am.
I've driven with you. I wouldn't let you drive for 5 minutes.
I get distracted easy.
I was terrified. You drove me to pick up my car once at the shop. I thought I was going to die.
I've driven you a lot.
So you drive there, you rent this giant truck.
Yeah, we get a hotel. I get two rooms. They charge me $500 deposit. That's what they do now. It's a new policy with your debit card. That was fun. I get that back in a year, maybe.
Yeah. And yeah, that is a bummer.
$250 smoking charge for a room
now
if you have a debit card. Yeah.
I don't understand. You don't smoke.
I know.
They hold it until they make sure you didn't smoke.
It was an Econo Lodge. Gee.
So I'm sorry. Well, so you and her. Wait a minute. I'm confused here. So you're driving to a different state in a large truck.
Yeah, west
with
coast.
Towing your own car.
No, I drove there in my car. Got the truck
and then drove back
they
in the
it
truck
back on the back of the 26-foot U-Haul.
Nate could have at least driven your car.
You know what? Then we couldn't have got back from Lima, Ohio to my place without two cars making that trip. So.
It's like a mess.
I see. Okay, that
it
makes
still
sense.
Was a bad
that
idea. That's
why
a
didn't
better
you,
idea.
What's that company called? The Movers. Two ex-boyfriends in a truck? Where they...
I think, though, I speak on behalf of all the employees here at the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes?
Whatever happened on the weekend prohibited you from coming to work yesterday. Is that right?
Well, I was still moving yesterday. I had to.
I don't care.
It doesn't take all day.
Come to work.
That's the big guy.
Christy, am I right?
Yeah. I mean,
come to work.
I told him last Thursday that this was going to take a lot longer than he thought. Is it just take Monday off?
Why not Tuesday? What are you doing here? Oh, you got to go back and move.
Oh, he's not prepared. We haven't written anything for today's show.
You like alliteration so much? We'll just call you part-time Pat from now on.
That's
right. Alliteration,
Bell. Okay, Pat, let's get to work here as chicken. I'm going to give you a couple.
I suggested a couple
headlines, and I want you to come up with a song for one of these.
All right.
Without giving too much away, we have a story.
As he gives too much away, I think your fan's on. By the way.
Oh, sorry. Hang on. I was just trying to kill.
I just
the
thought
COVID.
We were broadcasting from an airplane.
Sorry.
Well, if you were here before everybody else and heard him sneezing, you would understand why those fans are running.
Oh, if you were here, I was walking in the hallway. Yeah. You know, our rule is we can't talk before the air because it ruins the show.
Right.
So I walk at him. He's coming at me, and he goes, "Hey, there's a fan for you there in the hallway." No, he goes.
No, so one of your biggest fans is here to see you.
He said, "There's something for you there in the hallway."
There's a huge oscillating fan in the hallway.
Right.
It was a big fan.
Blow the COVID out.
Yeah.
It was a Bob Zaney joke, is what it was.
Sure, I was trying to prepare. I was going to hand that to Ace, but
idiot.
Ace is here for the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
Thank God.
But Pat, we got to come up with a song for us. You got to get back to work. You got to get your guitar chops and your mentally.
Well, I have a sliver in my finger, so what? That's
Jesus, you sure do.
You got a Band-Aid there.
It's still in there.
Miss Ross has a sliver in her finger.
Well, it looks like Pat's on the injury reserve list for the week.
You can't get a splinter out of your finger?
I could not.
Sometimes it's real difficult. But what kind of Band-Aid are you sporting there?
It's a Mickey Mouse.
Everybody who has ever had kids has had to go to some high level meeting and Will Johnson, thanks for coming. Can't help but notice the
Scooby Doo Band-Aid.
The Band-Aid on your finger.
Well, I hope the Paw Patrol can put your hand back together.
Now you almost took out a gas station. Is that correct?
Yeah, Northern Indiana. I was running out of gas, and the whole trip I've been going to bigger gas stations like truck stop areas because you really have to.
Yes. Yeah.
How far does that thing go in a tank?
It costs $90 for half a tank, I can tell you that.
What are you doing at half a tank?
So why do you fill the thing so you don't have to stop and...
I couldn't afford to fill it.
Oh, my Lord.
Remember the hotel and the $500 they're holding? You know, wait a second.
So you get to a gas station, you don't even top it off knowing you're going to have to stop at another... How do you get more money between the two gas stops?
No. I mean,
are
I stopped.
You stealing wallets at the Waffle House? What are you doing?
It was on E, and I was running out. Snowstorm, Northern Indiana. I pulled off in Marion, Indiana, and got. But it was a tinier gas station, and I made the turn, and then I was a half inch from taking out the whole pump. So a guy next to me, and I went, "Oh, this is bad." But a guy next to me, he eased me back out. You know how the car moves one way if you put the steering wheel? It was just horrible.
Right, why, it's the opposite.
Why didn't you go to a truck stop?
There were none, and I was going to run out of gas.
That's interesting. Throughout the Midwest, I've often noticed, I don't know about you guys, no truck stops.
Yeah.
Except every exit.
Yeah, at least every other exit. But and Christy, didn't you say it wasn't a snowstorm? It was a snow squall?
It was a squall, wasn't it?
Yeah, all the way, not a snowstorm. Yeah, that's the exaggeration part of the story.
See?
Never mind. I'll just drive myself crazy.
Yesterday we were told the convenience store attached to the gas station needed to be completely evacuated. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right.
A guy, about four people came out to help me.
Oh, okay. So it really wasn't evacuated.
Including the owners.
Did you or did you not tell Tom it had to be completely evacuated?
He added that part, probably. I said the whole place helped.
The whole place came out, that means they've evacuated it because they're all going this way, so you don't back the car into the...
There was no one in the store. It was a tiny little mom and pop place.
Well, that's why he shouldn't have gone there with a truck.
I've been in the position you were in with a truck before, Pat, where all of a sudden you go, how come there's not a truck stop for 40 miles?
Yeah, exactly.
There are areas where...
169, yeah.
At least I would assume you would have filled the tank.
Yeah.
Anticipating that problem?
Right. Well.
Now you don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you haven't thrown your back out moving all this stuff?
No, that's perfect. I just got the sliver and a cut in my hand.
Okay. The sliver.
It hurts, though.
It does hurt.
It hurts a little, yeah.
Sometimes sliver. The smallest injuries hurt the most.
Sure. Okay. Well, that's true.
Are you his attorney? What's going on over there?
We'll move on here.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Mr. Godwin once again rented a big truck and
the biggest.
Endangered many.
That is the biggest, 26.
Yep.
That mom's attic?
This comes to us from CJ. Do you want to give him a nickname? It's first name Chris.
Boo.
CJ was the name of Pamela Anderson's character in Baywatch, so we could call him Baywatch.
Yeah.
What's old Baywatch have to say?
Hey,
what's
up, Baywatch? Hey, what up, Bay?
Baywatch. He writes, I haul chickens.
Oh, that poor guy.
Man.
I see these chicken trucks a lot.
He goes, tell Pat not to feel bad. I've driven through downtown Chicago with a 48-foot flatbed during rush hour.
Whoa.
It's not easy to fit something that big in a tight area.
No.
A truck full of chickens. You know,
just clucking down the Dan Ryan.
Wow. That would imagine. Be awful.
Hey, Tom, you know about that, right? Sticking something big in that tight area? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Surprised you didn't bring that
gentleman
chick.
Say such a thing.
Your dad's really hung. You know what I'm saying?
This gentleman, what are we calling him again? Baywatch?
Yeah, old Baywatch.
CJ.
Watching the bay.
Real name, Chris.
Watch the bay to make sure the swimmers are okay.
Running with the red floaty.
That's right.
Baywatch.
He's had to drive a giant truck full of chickens through downtown Chicago. As Willie said on the Dan Ryan, what did poor Dan Ryan do to get a
seriously?
A road that everybody hates named after him.
Who was that guy?
Politician.
Yeah, got to be a senator or something.
Yeah,
or
from like the 40s.
Well, they built it for him because he was the first Illinois politician not to go to prison.
Hey, Illinois politicians go to jail on the daily. I messed it up. That could have been better.
On the daily.
I screwed it up. Let's just forget about it, you guys.
Is it true the Skyway is perpetually under repair? Is that true?
It seems like
it. It sure does seem
they
like
get one, they get to the end and they finish it and they got to go back to the start and start.
I think
all
I think
over
of the
again.
Golden Gate Bridge. They paint it, then they paint it, and they paint it.
They got rid of my favorite McDonald's in the world was the McDonald's on the Chicago Skyway.
Sure, yeah.
So incredible.
That is a good one.
They got rid of it. It's gone, pal.
Yeah. Tom does, your dad doesn't like these limits of restaurants on these highways. Or is that you, Josh?
Me?
You were upset with it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have more choices.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what if I don't want Arby's or Chester's fried chicken today? Maybe I wanted something else.
We'll drive another 10 miles, you jackass.
To a turnpike stop that has the exact same restaurant?
Same thing, yeah. I'm with Josh. Yeah. The turnpikes
does
do that.
Nothing make you happy?
I hate turnpikes. First off, I'm convinced they're all paid for already. They don't need to be charging us anymore.
Well, that's true.
They've never taken a toll away.
Oh, no. Dude.
They've never lowered a toll.
Plus, they should be pothole free, and often they're not, and there should be no traffic.
What I hate is when you've got the toll, and the toll is like 15 cents, and then you have to drive another 3 miles, and it's another quarter.
Yes.
Why not consolidate, make it a buck, and get rid of the toll booths?
Isn't the Skyway like $4.50 now or some crazy thing?
Oh, no, yeah, when you go through the whole thing, it ends up being like $15 or whatever.
Yeah. It's 80, 90 bucks to come across Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
Is 80? It really?
Yep. Yep. I think the highest toll I ever paid on just a car was going across the George Washington Bridge in New York City. I want to say it was like $15.
Whoa. Yeah.
And I went, this bridge is so old, I know it's paid for.
Yeah. I hate all toll roads.
You have to maintain it, you jackass. If you want to drive your car down to the shores of the Hudson River ferry it over there.
There should
go
be
ahead.
A non-maintained lane where you either get to pay the toll and go across the good lane.
Take your chance.
Yeah, sure. I've walked across the George Washington Bridge.
You have?
Yes, and there was a hole in the sidewalk that a kid could have fallen through. I was terrified.
Now, when you walk, do you pay the toll or do they not charge you?
I don't remember. That's a good question. I've walked across the Brooklyn Bridge many times.
Yeah. And, that's where Tony Manero was.
The problem with that is they allow bicycles, so you're just having a nice, fine walk. All of a sudden, some jag goes, out of the way!
Yeah.
I jump off the bridge, you jackass. Take the ferry. Sorry, back to you, Chick.
This is my dream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Pull up to a light. They're looking at their phone. Come on, let's move it.
I heard a lot of that this weekend.
Let's go.
That's the double-friendly
one. They were not happy with me.
Oh, I bet.
Or does this one sound friendly?
That's friendly. That's a one, too.
A little friendly one,
Pat,
too.
Did you have a governor on your truck where you could only go a certain...
I could only go 40 a lot of the time.
Well, 40? I don't think the governor was set at 40, but you could just...
Yeah, the truck would not go past 40.
Let me tell you, did this go through your mind at some point? Because you were towing your car behind the big truck.
Yeah, going up any incline, it was about 40.
Did you look in the rearview mirror at one point thinking, I'm going to see my car?
Yep, every 5 minutes.
I bet.
I was terrified.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I tried not to think about what was behind me.
Well, you know what? The good news is it's done.
It's
done. You don't have to worry about it anymore.
You returned the truck?
Yep.
You filled it up before you returned it?
I could not.
That cost you $400.
There was no gas.
They're going to fill it for you, but you didn't want to have to go through a local gas station and knock over the pump.
I was telling Tom that yesterday, yeah.
But they charge you like $5 a gallon.
Yeah,
I have a quarter of a tank I'm going to be responsible for.
Okay.
But they tell you that, so.
So you unloaded your truck?
Still not worth paying.
It's all done yesterday, yeah.
Jam-packed into your...
Yep.
All the stuff's jam-packed into your apartment. Can you move in your apartment?
Not at all. I swear to God.
I heard you lost your son.
I don't have this. Wait a minute, I do.
We have...
Is it time for the world record?
Not yet. Okay. Sure, why not? Move forward. Let's go.
Stupid world record.
He's back. David Rush and Hollywood Hannon have set the Guinness World Record for... the most wet soap bars stacked in 1 minute by a team of two.
Oh, wow. Someone finally did it.
Now, don't you love...
Finally!
Don't you love putting together little slices of soap? Larry Miller used to have a whole thing in his podcast about that.
Yes.
You take slivers of soap and you kind of meld them together in the shower.
Right.
You don't do that?
Don't you put them in the microwave a little bit and heat them up and then they're easier to... Yeah, they're easier to mash together. Put them in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Oh, I see. The slivers?
Yeah.
Really?
You've never done this?
No. Why would you take the slivers of soap out of your bathroom?
Yeah, Ace and I do it. We like to save money. You know
I don't do that. Ever since I stopped living in the grapes of wrath, I went ahead and just...
You can afford a new bar of soap.
I just put the little one under the big one when I'm not in the shower.
That's what I do.
And then
it mashes
gravity
together.
Doesn't work.
You guys all use bar soap?
Yeah.
I use bar soap and body wash. I got a whole routine, pal.
Wow. Do you just use bar soap on certain parts of the body?
Yes, sir. And I use bar soap at the end, make sure the hands are clean as well after doing a lot of...
You just use the squirter kind?
You know,
yeah.
Queen tells us, Beyonce, the queen bee, that's right, mix two body washes together. That way you have your own scent.
Oh.
I got a whole thing going in the shower.
I wish I'd known that. I'm surprised you didn't get the Nobel Prize. Do we have something interesting from Hollywood Hannon and our good friend David Rush?
Apparently not.
According to Rush, who doesn't know the name of the kids, and Hollywood, they decided to tackle yet another COVID lockdown record, this time using an ingredient they cannot get enough of these days, wet soap. For the record attempt, the bars needed to be soaked in water. Their guidelines need to be soaked in water for at least 1 minute before the attempt could begin.
I heard next they're going to start seeing how far they can shoot the vaccine out of syringes. These guys are wasting things we need.
They're not wasting. They're demonstrating the importance of washing your hands.
Let's start
right now.
The bidding. What do you think the new record is?
I don't know. 60 bars of soap.
In 1 minute, 60?
I say 120.
One, two a second. Okay.
Who cares? 80. 80. We'll say 80.
They're promoting STEM. It's important. Science, engineering.
47 wet soap
47.
Bars.
47.
See, because they tilt when they start to do it, and they fall over.
It's like Jenga with soap.
Yeah, it's
do
crazy.
They have a book and they go through the stupidest records they can break?
They're running
and
out
then
of
they
must.
They have to.
Josh, though, I know that you think this is wasting, but next week they are doing a food drive.
Oh, yeah?
That's when they're going to take a mile's worth of apples and run over them in a car. Break that record.
Well, then you got applesauce.
Yeah, we've been waiting long enough for that.
I'm surprised this record isn't held in a prison somewhere. Because
yeah,
about guys that don't drop the soap.
Yeah, that's true. I'd love to think of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve, I gouger Daniels had the old record.
Why do they call him I gouger? Well,
that's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.